This is News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. The Motion Picture Academy is honoring employees of film laboratories with an honorary Oscar. The move by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in the United States comes at a time when the digital medium is overtaking film. It marks the first time the organization is collectively recognizing a group of individuals with an Academy Award of Merit. The Motion Picture Academy has said that this year's other scientific and technical awards recipients will include visual effects supervisor and director of photography, Peter W. Anderson, and distribution executive Charles Tad Marburg. The Academy will honor 19 scientific and technical achievements in total at its annual scientific and technical awards on February the 15th. China's box office sales last year neared 22 billion yuan, or just less than 4 billion US dollars. Domestic films raked in around 13 billion yuan, registering a year-on-year increase of 54% and accounting for almost 60% of mainland box office revenues in 2012. A total of about 600 Chinese films were produced last year, while more than 700 films were made in 2012. China's box office sales in 2012 exceeded 17 billion yuan, with domestic movies contributing almost half of the total. A total of 45 Chinese movies were sold to the overseas market last year, and their box office sales topped 1 billion yuan. And finally, talk about mind over matter. A quirky new study suggests that patients' expectations can make a big difference in how they feel after treatment for a migraine. Researchers in Boston, in the United States, recruited 66 migraine patients in an attempt to quantify how much of their pain relief came from medication and how much was due to what's called the placebo effect, the healing power of positive belief. After studying more than 450 headaches, they found that it's important for doctors to carefully choose what they tell patients about a powerful medicine. The message could help enhance its benefits or blunt them. Harvard professor Ted Kapchuk, who led the new study with a team at Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, says that every word the doctor says counts, not only every gram of the medication. Doctors say, for now, it shows the power of positive thinking may be helpful in taking care of your migraine.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com